Bava Kamma, Perek Yud, Mishneh Ches. This Mishnah will deal with the question of when somebody has stolen an item and returns the item, and then subsequent to his return of the item, something happens to the item that he stole. It gets lost or dies or stolen. If that happens, does he still have some responsibility or not? So the Mishnah tells us, Hagonev Telemina Eder. If somebody stole, he was a thief, he stole a sheep from a flock of sheep, Verziro, but he then returns it. Vames Onignav, and then that sheep that he stole and returned dies or is stolen. Chayev Bachoyuso, he is still responsible to the person to whom he stole it, because what he did by returning it without the person's knowledge is not considered a hashava, it's not considered a fulfillment of the Torah's mitzvah of returning the item. And therefore, it's as if it's still in the reshus, in the domain of the ganav, of the thief who originally stole it, and therefore he has achrayas, he has responsibility for it. The Mishnah continues, lo yadu ha'balim lo b'ginevaso v'lo b'chaziraso. If the owner, though, that you stole it from, was not aware of the Geneva. He didn't know that it got stolen in the first place, and he didn't know about the return. He was unaware of anything. Umanu es hatzon, and he counts his sheep, ushlemahi, and he finds that there is the proper amount of sheep. Pater, then the person who stole it is pater. He's not liable for something that happened subsequently to the sheep, because he made a complete hashava, he has made that's considered a returning of the item. Now, there's actually a dispute about this Mishnah in the Gemara, actually a four-way dispute, but we have followed Rav's explanation, and the way Rav explains this Mishnah understands that this idea that if I count the sheep and it's complete, that the ganav, the thief, is pater from anything that happens subsequent, that is only true in a scenario where the owner was unaware of the theft. But if they were aware of the theft, it's not considered a hashava, it's not considered returning until I inform them directly. Since they knew it was stolen, they have to be told that the thief returned the item. He has to tell them that. Otherwise, they're not putter. Only in the seifa, only in the second case where they were unaware of the theft, does the counting of the sheep actually make him putter. The halacha actually does not follow Rav, but rather it follows another opinion, the opinion of Rav Chisda, who says as follows, that if the owner of the sheep was aware that it was stolen, even though he doesn't know it was returned directly, but rather he counted his sheep and he now knows that it's complete, so he recognizes, oh, it must have gotten returned. I don't know who stole it, I don't know anything about it, but I do know that it got returned. So then the ganav is putter at that point. And the reason for that is because I know I have a sheep that may be wayward, may have learned to move away. In other words, a sheep that has been taken away from the flock has a different nature and may be more, it may be more curious, it may be more daring. It's experienced things differently than the rest of the flock. Therefore, I have to be aware, as the shepherd, to be aware of the new nature of this sheep. So I'm aware of it because I realized I knew it was stolen, and now I know it's back because I counted the sheep. However, in the case where the owner is unaware of the theft, so even though he counts the sheep and therefore he knows that there is a complete amount of sheep, but since he's unaware that there's a sheep that has had this experience of being taken away and therefore may have a different nature, may be more curious, may be more daring, he doesn't recognize that about the sheep. So therefore, if that sheep dies or gets stolen or does something and something happens to it, the original ganav is still responsible, because even though the shepherd, the owner, understands that he has a full flock, but he doesn't know that one of the sheep has a wayward nature, and therefore he's still responsible.